It's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show.
It's Matthew Clark.
And Ian Scott.
And it's the Accidental Entrepreneur
Show.
You had to get it in.
Yep.
Now listen, we're in Truro. It's got this undercover market, which is a temporary market, but it's got amazing stalls.
You mean a business incubation unit?
Oh, come on, you don't want to. Yeah, that sounds dry.
Actually, agencies spend millions of pounds building big sheds because they like to see big sheds in their patch, and they're never ever filled. And the most exciting and interesting place for shoppers, consumers and businesses and accidental entrepreneurs are covered markets.
And the smell, and there's so many bits of food and perfumes. And
I am particularly taken with the Cornwall Soapbox.
A natural, organic, ethical skincare. Ethical, that's a good word to
very
use.
Very Cornish. Actually, the stuff looks and smells fantastic. Have a whiff of this. I think it's a lavender candle. Does that smell nice to you?
That absolutely smells amazing.
Oh, really? This is high quality stuff.
Well, here's the stall holder. Can I just get your name?
Suzanne Simmons.
I've got a first question, but we'll go into the rest of what we want to ask you. But what's an Egyptian loofah foot buffer?
It's an exfoliator. So that particular one is dried, and when you put it into water, it will expand. So if you've got any hard areas of skin that need exfoliating,
or definitely
take it away.
Too much information.
Then that's the product for you.
I know we've just come across your stall, but this is Ian, my associate here. Hello, Ian.
Associate? I'm the guru of accidental entrepreneurs.
Okay, guru.
What's the story of the Cornwall Soapbox?
Started with my husband having this terrible accident and being very badly burnt, and going to Derriford and having lots of skin grafts, and his face was particularly bad. And started doing researching into essential oils for burns, and we looked at lavender in particular, because there'd been a lot of research and burns units had used lavender to help with the scarring, and then there were other oils and vitamin E in particular, and that kind of got me hooked. And as being a therapist already, I then started this journey of thinking, well, let's do some skincare. And then we set up in July 2004.
So the story is that you didn't actually plan this in the first place?
Not really, no. It just sort of happened with that incident, and then the idea just grew. And we wanted to make soap.
Can I just say to you, you said something very interesting, that you wanted to make soap as opposed to you wanted to make money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It isn't money-driven. This is not money-driven. It's a passion. Yes, that's very good, yes.
And are you making a living out of it, though?
Yeah, I mean, this started off in the kitchen. We quickly outgrew our house after the first year. We approached Truro Farmers Market, and we wanted to sell it, and you have to go through a very complicated process before you can even get it. There's something called an EU directive, cosmetic directive, and all the products have to be signed off by a cosmetic chemist. So it's all terribly complicated. So we had to do all of that, and all of it really did take a very long time to set up.
So it's not just smells, it's science as well.
Yes, and my husband's got a chemistry background, and so I didn't want to make the soap, because all soap, whether you buy it from Tesco's, Sainsbury's, is made with sodium hydroxide.
Ian, you're desperate to say something.
I'm really fascinated. First of all, how did you finance?
All self-financing. We grew it slowly.
Did you have any money to begin with?
No. All started from us. We all had proper jobs.
Ah,
we had
right.
Proper jobs, and we
proper
we,
jobs.
Proper jobs.
What's a proper job?
Nine to five. And I was self-employed doing something else, which I wanted to leave. But what I wanted to do, because you hit on the passion, I wanted it to be ethical. I wanted it to be fair trade. And I wanted to do all of those things properly. And that took a long time to find growers to deal
values.
With a little tiddly squit like me.
Values
and it's your
driven,
ethics
yeah.
and passion and love for this that. So you, this is a 5 to 9 business. If what's the name, that bunch from Dragon's Den came along,
they'd laugh at me.
Why would they laugh at me?
Because I don't make enough money. They'd laugh at me. They'd say, give it up. They wouldn't invest in me.
Final question. Are you happy?
Very.
I'll give you another
That, you happy, Matthew?
I'm very happy, especially working with you, Ian.
Oh, Rebecca,
oh my goodness! I think it's time to say goodbye and thank you very much.
Soapbox. Beautiful. It's simple packaging. It's lovely stuff. Or have you a website that you can broadcast to the nation?
www.cornwallsoapbox.co.uk.
Thanks very much and good luck.
You've been listening to the
Accidental Entrepreneur Show
with Matthew Clark
and Ian Scott.